Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
Hey, thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 423, Seven Clean Idioms. At the beginning of the year, a lot of people like to clean the house or clean up the office. A new year and a clean, fresh environment. What could be better, right? Clean. Even the word clean sounds nice. So, for today's English lesson, let's have a look at seven American English idioms that use the word clean.
Now, listen to the conversation. First, you'll hear the conversation at a slow pace, slower than usual English conversation. At the end of this lesson, you'll have the chance to hear the same conversation, but at a faster, natural-sounding speed.
Hey, Jack. I heard you're not coming to lunch because you're not hungry. You're always hungry. You'd better come clean with me.
Well, to be honest, I'm cleaned out.
No way. I thought you cleaned up in Las Vegas.
That's what I told my wife. Actually, they took me to the cleaners.
Jack, when are you going to clean up your act?
Oh, Jenny, what can I say? I'm not the clean-cut guy everyone thinks I am.
Well, you'd better keep your nose clean and stay away from the casinos.
Wow. Poor Jack. Seems like he had a tough time in Vegas. Jenny said to Jack that he'd better come clean with her. To come clean means to tell the truth or to be honest with someone. For example, Jack needs to come clean and tell Jenny why he's not going to lunch. Bob needs to come clean with the boss and explain why the customer is angry. Then Jack said that he was cleaned out. When you are cleaned out, it means you have spent all of your money. Here are some examples. Jack is cleaned out because he spent his money in Vegas. Christmas shopping left Betty cleaned out. Then Jenny said that she thought he cleaned up in Las Vegas. When you clean up, of course, the original meaning is to clean completely. But as an idiom, to clean up means to win or to earn a lot of money. For example, Jack told his wife that he cleaned up at the blackjack table. Karen is a great salesperson and really cleaned up last month. Next, Jack said that they took him to the cleaners. When somebody takes you to the cleaners, it means you have lost your money from gambling. For example, Jack went to the casino and they took him to the cleaners. I don't like to gamble because I tried it once and they took me to the cleaners. Next, Jenny told Jack that he needs to clean up his act. To clean up your act. This means to improve your bad behavior. To behave properly, you need to clean up your act. For example, Jeremy told Jack he needs to clean up his act after telling a lie to his wife. I didn't pass the exam because I missed too many classes and my teacher told me to clean up my act. Then Jack said to Jenny, I'm not the clean-cut guy that everyone thinks I am. A clean-cut guy is a neat, well-groomed, and polite guy. For example, everyone likes Tommy because he's a clean-cut guy. In photos, Justin Bieber looks like a clean-cut guy, but he's really kind of a troublemaker. Finally, Jenny said to Jack that he'd better keep his nose clean and stay away from the casinos. When you keep your nose clean, it means that you stay out of trouble or stay away from trouble. Jenny told Jack to keep his nose clean and stay away from those casinos. When Tony got out of jail, the police officer told him to keep his nose clean.
Now, listen to the conversation again at a more natural speed.
Hey, Jack. I heard you're not coming to lunch because you're not hungry. You're always hungry. You'd better come clean with me.
Well, to be honest, I'm cleaned out.
No way. I thought you cleaned up in Las Vegas.
That's what I told my wife. Actually, they took me to the cleaners.
Jack, when are you going to clean up your act?
Oh, Jenny, what can I say? I'm not the clean-cut guy everyone thinks I am.
Well, you'd better keep your nose clean and stay away from the casinos.
How about you? Do you know anyone who should keep their nose clean? Do you need to come clean with anyone? Leave a comment on the website and let us know. Well, that's our English lesson for today. If you want to read the examples in this lesson or get word-for-word transcripts of the Happy English Podcast, just visit myhappyenglish.com and check lesson 423. Hey, thanks for studying, and I'll see you next time at Happy English.
This podcast was brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.